Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday after the New England Patriots eke out a win over the Falcons. And if you're keeping track, that is 6 straight wins for this football team under Mike Vrabel. And somehow this morning, guys and gals, they somehow sit at the as the number one seed in the AFC. What a beautiful day it is this morning.
Not only is it a beautiful day because of the Patriots win, but right. May I?
What?
May I?
What?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. We're at 60 Eve, guys. We've made it.
Well, you don't go right from a kind happy birthday to we're almost 60 years old.
It's an amazing accomplishment.
It is?
Yes.
I mean, I would prefer not to. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Oh, you're 60?
No, I'm not. I'm not
59.
60.
Oh, but you came 59. In this morning. I was like, I'm going to play it cool. I'm going to act like I forgot. And then I'm going to hit you with the happy birthday. I warmed up my vocals on my way in.
That was actually a pretty good voice.
Really? Thank you. My mom says I have a bad voice, so that's good.
Well, that's just because she doesn't want you to sing all the time.
That's true.
I would have assumed your mom was a pageant mom. I mean, if there were ever anybody
she is.
Oh,
but singing's not my forte, which is okay.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It was cheerleading. That was your thing.
Yeah.
And dance. Cheerleading and dance.
Yeah, I'm not that good of a dancer. But
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm delighted that you brought it up, but at my advanced age, it's better to go unmentioned. It's very disappointing. I mean, listen, 59 is great. It's just most of my life is gone.
I'm like the Mr. Miserable, right? Everybody thinks I'm unhappy all the time, but I've never been happier. Also, it's great getting older.
Yeah.
I mean this sincerely. As someone who almost didn't live, getting to birthdays is spectacular.
Yep. True.
You've taken care of yourself. You got like 6 doctors and they pay you to go there.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You have an amazing life. You live in a beautiful building. You have a great job. Awesome family.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful significant other.
Yeah. I think I think the older you get, the more you realize that you have to take advantage of every second because it doesn't last forever. And I think when you're young, you
don't see the finish line.
You do not see the finish line. And honestly, I see the finish line and I'm afraid that if I run there, I'll have a heart attack. So
the low point was the photo, which should have been celebrating the wonderful life of Kobe Wobey, but it showed your time on the 5K. That was a low blow.
And that was a few years ago. Yeah. That really was. That was like mid-50s.
Right. Yeah. I think it took you 2 days to finish 3 miles.
It was 42 minutes. I mean, I improved on that.
You did.
Later on.
You're getting better and better at life.
But anyway, thank you.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate that. And you know how I know this team is back?
Yes.
It's because the opposing
coaches who are beaten by them are publicly stating that they're cheating. So yeah.
They're back. So, we are so back. The clapping at the line of scrimmage.
It was like to reference Seinfeld and the JFK film. It was a magic clap. It came from the grassy knoll. Raheem Morris, whatever. Listen, if you're able to simulate a clap and you're able to get him to snap the ball, I understand that it is right. There's a penalty in there somewhere, but that's not why the Falcons lost that football game. And the Patriots are lucky because of a bad point after to win it. But
the Patriots, if you want to talk about being lucky, the Patriots gave the Falcons like six chances to remain in a game they had no business being in.
100%.
The Patriots didn't play. They played a D-minus game and they won.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the sign of a good team. Right. That you play poorly. Drake makes very uncharacteristic interception, has the fumble on the sack, like didn't play his best, but when it mattered most, you won the game.
And they all knew they played poorly. Right. Like, they all knew that was not their best game, and they all know that they need to be better. They didn't walk away from that saying, like, damn, go us. No. I mean, they still celebrated they in the locker
that,
room.
They wanted to give that game away.
Right.
And the fact that your offense is clapping as a snap count, like, what is this, college and high school?
Yeah.
I mean...
have you ever heard that one?
I've never... Like, I still don't get the whole clapping thing anyways in college.
Michael Penix said that's the way he does it with you.
Yeah,
that's
I don't get that one.
That's his binky. So,
I mean, you're at a sporting event. If you want to use claps as a sign, that's on you.
I know it is. I know. Right. Yeah.
I also the way the Patriots were, it was almost like this is too easy. Let's get a little drama in this game, because up until the fumbled sack, like, there's just no doubt I have with this team. The play by Pop Douglas, the way in which Diggs is getting involved, I thought the running backs were decent yesterday, not great, but Ken was asking me Saturday morning, is this like 0-1? And the more and more I see it, it is.
Yeah.
Like, you have a guy in a second year and your quarterback who's playing phenomenally. You have a team that has changed the leadership almost entirely in the offseason, like in 0-1 when they brought in Wiggy and they brought in Vrabel and they brought in, you know, Matt Leick gets drafted, Brady takes over, you have all that stuff going on, and it just began organically, and then it was like, wow, we're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And we can see how far this goes.
The only thing that lingers, at least in the back of my mind, is the ease of schedule. And so that's the only thing that you sit there and go, all right, they're rolling along here. That's six in a row. We had circled the Falcons as maybe a difficult game for them in this stretch. Now you sit and look at this week and the Bucks, and that is certainly a legit that's a legit test for them. But at some point you're going to have to invest mentally at some risk to your well-being and say this team is a team that could advance in the playoffs and should advance in the playoffs.
I think we're already here.
Because, you are?
Yeah, because the easy schedule thing is, I told you.
You mean like at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah. No, he means
the, oh,
no, no, yeah, like, no, like the easy.
Please don't confuse him.
Sorry.
I don't. Sometimes I don't get the sign from Joe.
Couldn't figure out how old I was.
At the start of the show
this morning.
Yeah, so I don't like really buy and subscribe to that easy schedule thing, because you look at a team like Carolina, you blew them out, and then they beat the Packers, right? So there's no team that you're going and saying, oh, you haven't played them yet, right? You look at Pittsburgh Steelers. They beat the Indianapolis Colts. You lost to them in a game where you did a really good job, but you turned the ball over five times. You beat the Buffalo Bills, who beat Kansas City yesterday in a game where it was like, all right, Buffalo controlled this game. So I think when you look at this Patriots football team, they are a really, really good football team. And however you want to lay out their schedule, and you go, okay, maybe they don't play some of the better teams consistently the next several weeks, like back-to-back or, you know, every other week. But you played the good football teams.
Well, you were assuming that the Chiefs were going to be there at the end, and then you you know, I'm assuming they will, they're a playoff team, I'm assuming, but
who's that?
The Kansas City Chiefs, but they are.
They're third place in their own division.
I mean, so that, they don't really scare you. Like, it's wide open.
It's also like, whenever people start talking about ease of schedule, the Bills' schedule, they should have beat the Pats, everybody said, going into the season. They should have beat the Falcons going into the season. Those are two losses that the Bills had. So when you talk about, oh, this is an easy schedule, this is an easy schedule, well, people are losing easy games, quote-unquote easy games that they should be winning.
It's parity in the NFL.
Right.
Look at it.
Look at it.
You look at a game yesterday. The Minnesota Vikings beat the Detroit Lions in Detroit, I believe.
Off a bye
with J.J. McCarthy, who just comes back from injury. So the parity in the NFL, the openness in the NFL, like if I was a team of the Bills, I mean, if I was a fan of the Bills or I was a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers or even the Indianapolis Colts, I would feel like we have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl. So just being a fan of the Patriots, and I look at it, we are a legit Super Bowl contender, just like Buffalo is, Pittsburgh is, the Colts are. There's no team out there that, like the Denver Broncos, they're a legitimate contender. So for you not to buy in and believe that the Patriots can win the Super Bowl, I don't know what football NFL you're watching every week, because clearly you're not watching the same one I watch.
Right, and we want to talk about the schedule. I think that that's a big talker outside of the city. Like, it's a way to sort of make the Patriots seem less daunting. But you don't go back, and you can't, you don't have to go back many years, i.e. the last two, where no matter who they played, they lost.
Yeah.
And so this year, you're now playing a D game against an opponent, and you're winning. So last year, you had to be at your best, the other team had to stink, and you had a shot to win. Now, where you're sitting right now, like I was rooting against the Chiefs yesterday. I just can't root for them. Obviously, the Bills losing would have been better for the Patriots in the division. And I'm watching that. I've watched every snap of the Patriots. I've watched a lot of the Bills and the Chiefs. The Patriots beat the Bills in Buffalo. The Chiefs lost the Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm just talking 9 weeks into the season, you start to dream Super Bowl. And from my perspective, the only thing that makes me question what they're going to be is the schedule. That's it. I mean, for me, it's a pass rush,
and they need to do something between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. Like, this team is really close. And the AFC, we would all agree, is as wide open as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You have a team that's the hottest team in the NFL, but you have needs. You know, so a pass rusher, there are people out there. They have said year in and year out that Robert Kraft will spend to the cap. They have by far and away the most cap space in the NFL. They have 11 picks. They have all the ammunition you could ever need to get guys here. And I am going to be really disappointed in the front office and the ownership of this team if they don't add between now and then.
If they feel like we're satisfied with the team we got.
Right.
We feel like what we have in this locker room is enough.
Yep.
And if they feel that way, I would disagree, because I think there's areas where you can obviously improve. Not to say that if you don't add, you can't still win it all. But if you do add, it will just help out certain parts, certain areas of your football team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can read into the fact that they were willing to say goodbye and cover salary on Duggar and on White, to read into that not the way you want them to read into it, and say that they're pretty comfortable with what this roster is currently.
Well, and I don't know, because
going forward with it.
Because I don't know how much of it is coach erection or how much of the whispers are real, but there was, like, I saw it a few different reports. They were willing to give up Keyshawn Booty.
Keyshawn Booty.
Yeah, Keyshawn Booty and a second round pick for A.J. Brown. I don't know how much truth there is to that out there, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll get an update from Mike Vrabel, but there is the Booty injury from yesterday, so you're going to have to deal with that going forward, but it didn't destroy them yesterday. So there are, you know, Drake May was able to use his targets and spread the ball around, and both his tight ends and Pop Douglas and Steph Diggs. And so, if that wasn't his great game, that's the worst that it gets. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'll take that.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, just be a little bit better with the football, especially inside the pocket. You know, when you're starting to run outside the pocket, you know, some of those strip sacks, the interceptions are going to happen. You know, but I think the ball security when you're inside the pocket, that you can just work on a little bit better.
I mean, they gave up six sacks yesterday. Is that is that concerning to you?
Well, I was going to ask Vrabel, right? When you're going down and you're breaking down the film and you're looking back, out of those six sacks, how many of those are like coverage sacks? How many of those are Drake May holding onto the football too long? How many of those are a lineman just getting beat? Because, see, that's, you know, that's the thing that we don't know. Because we're not in the meetings watching it, so we just say, "Oh, he got sacked." Blame the offensive line.
Yeah.
Back-to-back games though, six sacks. So it's...
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You have to figure out the way they view it, right?
Yeah.
What are most people going to do when a quarterback gets sacked? The number one thing they do say is, "Oh, their offensive line needs to do better."
Mm-hmm. I think it's because of the coordinator. That's what I would like.
Sean, grade for Josh McDaniels yesterday?
Solid B.
Okay, all right.
Not a terrible day. Okay. Not. There were moments where I was unhappy, but for the most part, overall, not bad.
Well,
the mistakes weren't his fault. That's the other thing too. Like, I've never blamed Drake's fumbles and interceptions on Josh McDaniels. I just hate a lot of the play calling.
Yeah, and honestly, do what I do, and that is eat your unhappiness away. That's the way to do it.
Sounds like a great idea.
A lovely day for a bisque.
Well, it certainly is. It's cold this morning, Curtis.
Chilly. Yeah.
Well, 35 or something, I think, when I pulled up here in Foxborough.
Wow. It was actually 30. It feels warmer than it is, but it was 30 degrees here in Foxborough at 5 a.m.
It felt like 35 for him because it's best season.
Right, it is best season.
Yeah, it is best
season. Are so. Yep. Is that still that Vrabel likes you because you guys vested
out? We're
so back.
We're vesties.
hey, good shot.
Thank you.
Vesties.
The old age hasn't hurt the humor.
You heard us talking about Mike Vrabel. He will join us here at Gillette Stadium in about 15 minutes or so. And then coming up after that, we will get to our leads. And then they set it at 7:20 this morning. And among the things that we will hear during they set it is Mac Jones and what he passive aggressively said about the difference between his time here and his time with the 49ers.
Ooh,
and another win for Mac Jones. And
the island looks good now.
The island is
it's back.
It's repopulating. Yeah. The island is repopulating. So they said it's 7:20. Boomer Esiason will join us at 8. And we will get to the news of Courtney at 8:20, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and what one teacher shared with her students, which was not of an educational nature. So that is coming up during the news a little bit later on. And as always, leave a Hill note on any topic, and you know, I'd prefer it's not my advanced stage.
Yeah, but please do more of that.
I have no control over that whatsoever. So you can leave a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 on this morning's show. Shime, we also have a bunch of spots to give away for our annual Lunch with a Hero event, which is happening a week from tomorrow as we pay homage to those who have served this country. So you want to do one early this morning? You want to do one right now, Shime? Are you in the mood for that?
Yeah, why don't we do one at right before Leeds, 6:30? How's that? We have Mike Vrabel, huh? I just haven't filled in Abe, who's helping us out this morning, what information to take yet, which is why I was just asking if we could maybe push it off like an hour.
I could tell Abe right now. Is Abe listening to the show this morning?
Of course he is. He's doing he's doing God's work back there, cutting up audio that wasn't cut up yesterday.
Sean, you got to take control, I feel like, of the others around you. Like, I feel like that's an issue for you.
Oh, Abe's doing wonderful. I'm not mad at
Abe.
At all.
I mean, that was a speaking of passive aggressive.
Oh yeah, passive aggressive.
A shot at those who are not cutting up audio the way you want audio to be cut up.
I don't know, Greg. When I was here for Patriots post game, I would cut up audio after the game and not just roll in one giant bulk file. That's fair.
That's a stress brag, right there.
I've done the job, so I can complain about it.
I think you should talk to Boss Man Laird about that.
Oh, Courtney, you read my mind.
Yep.
We call him BM Laird.
I'm stress bragging. Right,
me and
Len
gonna have a nice chat. It'll be great.
All right.
Let me tell you, Ken loves when Shy rips him. It's his favorite thing.
I will.
Yeah, it's okay. He rips me in like the football Sunday group chat all the time.
Oh, there's a football Sunday group chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why am I not part of that? Spicy. I feel like I contribute to that show.
Wiggy, yeah, you that should. Is interesting. Wiggy's not on it.
Right.
You contribute. Okay. I love it. I love listening to that show. But you contribute with the same keys to the game, no matter who the opponent is every week. It's the same. I listen
to the
show.
Most important keys.
I listen because I tend to be driving around Sunday mornings, doing things, doing old man grocery shopping,
getting a calzone,
and
it works out every week. If they take care of those keys, they win.
Yeah, it's true.
That's it.
It really
if
is.
It ain't
you don't
broke,
need a, you don't need a bunch of keys.
Yeah. If it ain't
you're
broke.
So right.
Yep.
That's it.
Right.
All
right. Amen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so that wasn't great.
No, tough end of the half there.
Not my favorite
tough end.
Drake May play yesterday.
No.
But look, there's going to be turnovers. You just kind of hope those ones specifically get cleaned up. Where, I mean, situationally, that really did flip the game and gave the Falcons life. So there's that. There's also the one to start the second half where he's real loose with the football. And the fumbles to me are the one that I'm maybe even more concerned about than the interceptions, Keith. Like the interceptions, I feel like he has a little more in check. He has had a ton of fumbles this year. I gasped when they said it on the broadcast yesterday. They're like, oh, it's a seventh fumble.
Yeah.
You know, this season. I'm like, wow. So he's been somewhat fortunate with those coming back to him this year. Like, I guess the number of lost fumbles could be worse. Mm-hmm. So that's one that you want to make sure gets cleaned up a little bit. And, you know, you wonder if that's something that's kind of been hidden in his dominant play. And I don't want to overreact to a bad turnover and a fumble he fell on to start the second half. But that's one where I'm like, I feel like that is more concerning than some of the poor throws, which have been few and far between, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, there hasn't been too many of those at all. I mean, we were talking all about the quarterback rating that is through the roof right now. And so, yeah, there hasn't been a ton of mistakes.
Well, we are joined here on a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium with a man who's won 6 straight games. It is Hunter Henry of the New England Patriots. He joins us here every Patriots Monday, and he's brought to you by a number of good guests. Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices, everyday tags throughout the store, and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, The New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Doing good.
You guys moved the chains, or you specifically moved the chains, on a lot of big third downs yesterday. That final third down conversion to help you guys run out the clock at the end of the game, is that one in the huddle you know it's coming to you, you're excited for it, or is that kind of the way the play shook out?
It's just kind of how the play shook out, man. I think, you know, every third down, or, you know, every guy on a route, we all run the route like we're going to get the ball. So you always got to be ready because, you know, obviously Drake spreads it around pretty good, and you got to be ready at all times.
How's it feel just year over year? You know, last year you guys were 2-7 at this time of the year. Now you're 7-2. Crazy how quickly things can change in the NFL.
Yeah. You know, this is a humbling league in a lot of ways. You know, a game like yesterday, those close losses can add up, or close wins can add up. So at the end of the day, all that matters is, you know, stacking those wins.
How do you balance that? Because it seems like Drake specifically after the game was maybe struggling with that a little bit, where, you know, he maybe didn't play his best game, which has been a real high level this year, but you guys won. I know Vrabel has talked about that on this radio station and after the game last night, like, never lose the joy of winning. Don't apologize for winning in the league. How do you balance those two where you want to be happy you won, but you know there's more that you guys can do?
Yeah, it was, like I said, and you said, a win is a win in this league. It's hard to win. But you also love the guys aren't satisfied too. You know, I mean, personally, I know I could play better. There's a lot of guys. I think everybody can look in the mirror and play a lot better, and that game would be, you know, way different in a lot of ways. And it's cool to see Drake take that accountability. I know he feels that way, but, you know, he did a lot of things to help us win the game too. He played at a high level throughout the game. Obviously, there's a few plays there that we wish we could have back, but they happened, and guys just kept playing, kept fighting, and that's what it's all about.
Is that something you can feel the confidence building as the season has gone on? I mean, you're winning these close games and, like, in the huddle, knowing that you can close out an opponent because you've been able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously confidence. Also, just reps of doing it throughout training camp, throughout OTAs, throughout practice weeks. You know, we feel confident in our situational football, and we talk about it a lot. And so, you know, defense was big for us too. They came up big in some situations yesterday that really helped us out.
You mentioned the Atlanta defense. We're talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI with Jones and Keefe. What did they do in that second half to make things difficult on you guys? 21 points in the first half, 3 points in the second half. What were they doing to make it a little more difficult?
You know, those edge guys were really, I was impressed by those edge guys. They were causing some havoc. You know, they were, you know, just doing some different things. Obviously we, you know, throwing the pick was big. And, you know, turning the ball over like that and not finishing the drive in the red zone, you know, it could have looked a little different, you know, coming out of half. We also got to run the football a little bit more efficiently. So the game just kind of turned weird after the fumble a little bit. But we, you know, we just kept competing, kept fighting, and in the end, coming out with a win is huge.
What about the performance from Pop Douglas? I know it was an emotional day for him too, but getting in the end zone a couple of times and had some huge plays.
Yeah, I mean, Pop is just as steady as they come, man. Just continuing to, you know, do the little things for us throughout the whole year. So for him, you know, the ball to find him for some big plays. I mean, he's had a ton of big plays all year. But to have a big day like that, then, you know, I didn't even know about his loss and his family until after the game. And to think that he played through that and, you know, was able to honor his uncle in that way is super, super special, man. He's a special, special dude. We love playing with him. We love competing with him. He's a special player to have.
It's interesting because Mike Vrabel said the same thing after the game. A lot of guys really didn't know. And, yeah, to go out and have the game that he did was very impressive. The trade deadline is approaching. It's tomorrow. It's very different. I feel like we've asked you this in the past. It's very different now compared to 5, 10, 15 years ago in the NFL. It is more like, closer to, the NBA, the NHL, baseball these days than it used to be. How have you kind of seen that evolve over time? And what's it like being in the locker room with the trade deadline? You guys could be adding. Guys have already been subtracted. What's that like?
Yeah, it's I mean, this game and this business is, there's always pressure. There's always ever-changing challenges, and there is a performance-based business, and, you know, people want results. You know, owners want results, coaches want results, we want results. And so, you know, that's what comes with the nature of this business, and that only continues to grow with the more money and the more eyes and the more audience there is. So, you know, that's what comes with, you know, that's why we get to do this. You know, there's a lot of pressure on us to perform at a high level, so you always have to be ready to go every single day.
Will you follow it tomorrow? Like, will you look around, not just what you guys are doing, like what other teams are doing, or do you just yeah?
No, I don't pay attention, man. I'm locked in on my role, how I can elevate this team, and how I can, you know, lead this team in a way. But no, you don't really pay attention too much.
What about last week? Two longtime teammates of yours both traded away, Keon White, Kyle Duggar. What was your reaction to that news?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough to see guys get traded away or leave. You know, I've had Hundreds of teammates throughout my years, and it's always hard to see guys go, especially two really, really good football players. And, you know, I think I was happy for them to land in spots that I think will be, you know, very, very good for them and in the long term and in the short term. But always tough to see teammates go, guys you compete against, guys you compete with. It's always tough to see those guys.
You guys get the, I don't know if you're aware of this, the Nansen-Romo treatment with Tampa this weekend. A big game with the Bucs. They're coming off their bye week. You guys are hitting the road again. Looking ahead to that, what jumps out to you about the matchup?
I mean, I think they're coming off a bye, so obviously they'll be rested. You know, they've played really good at home. They've also played really good football all year. You know, obviously on the offensive side of the ball, they present a lot of challenges, and Baker's playing at a high level. So we'll have to be ready to like kind of answer in a lot of ways, you know, answer a you know, elite offense that's playing at a high level. I haven't dug too deep into them yet. Obviously, we'll get into the weeds of everything and the roots of, you know, the defense and all that. But obviously, they have a lot of guys that played there for a while. They've drafted well. They have a lot of homegrown talent. You know, we'll have to be ready to go. I mean, we're going on the road. The place will probably be rocking just coming off a bye and how they're playing. It'll be a big game this weekend.
How'd the Halloween end up going with the family? How was it?
Halloween was good. Halloween was good. It was smooth. My son was Spider-Man. Daughter was she was Wonder Woman.
Nice.
So we did the whole superhero thing, Avengers, kind of all over the place. So it was fun.
Nice. Well, that's what the off days, right? Get all that Halloween candy in day for sure.
Yeah,
well, Hunter, it is a live crowd here at Gillette Stadium. Would you give it up for Hunter Henry if we could? Should have done that earlier. But give it up for Hunter Henry. And get ready. We've not done this yet in person. It's a crowd favorite. It's Henry's favorite.
Yes, it is.
It is the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, for those that don't know, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all, how surprised are you that we are still doing this bit 9 weeks into the season?
I'm probably up there. Let's say, let's go 75.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I think we have to keep doing it now. You guys won 6 in a row. The team's rolling.
It's the good luck shot.
I mean, I think it's working.
Yeah, I think it's been the key to the win streak, if I do say so myself.
It is sneaky.
Well, I'll tell you, the open feels longer in person, not going to lie. But Hunter Henry, thank you for being a good sport. Best of luck on Sunday against Tampa Bay, and we'll talk next Patriots Monday.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
617-779-7937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Falcons whiner, head coach Raheem Morris, talking about a critical play late in the fourth quarter. Falcons had a second down around midfield. If you were watching, you're like, wow, that snap really caught Michael Penix off guard. It did. He threw it directly into the ground and not to the side where Bijan Robinson was. The other side, boom, intentional grounding, loss of down, penalty yardage. They end up with a fourth and 20. They have to punt. Patriots get the ball, finish the game out in impressive fashion, and we'll get into that in a little bit, the way they did that and who they utilized to do that and all that. But as Mike Vrabel joked this morning, we got a little scandal now, Clapgate here, and we all in New England know that means you back, baby.
I was going to say, you've got a franchise quarterback, you got a hard-nosed coach, you got a fan base feeling themselves. You got a scandal once again. Without a gate, we ain't much. But now that we got a gate, oh, we're back.
Great and minds think alike. There you go.
Thank you,
Mike Vrabel did a tremendous job this morning immediately saying, you know, maybe it was our crowd. Maybe it was our crowd clapping and they're not used to that, and turned it on the home impact crowd that he had. So I like that. But do we think there's any veracity to this? I know we've watched it a number of times. We've watched that maybe Jalen Hawkins, who is to Penix's right at the free safety or safety
15
position.
15 yards away.
At least 50. Penix is like 7 yards behind his center.
He's
in
the pistol,
center.
Yeah.
Here's a guy 15 yards away and is like, yep, I think that was Penix. That absolutely came from between my legs. That's where I heard that clap from. I'm just going to snap it.
Remember that, I think it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game back in 2015 or 16 against the Jets, and there was a phantom whistle that called dead a Danny Amendola touchdown. People hear a lot of things at Gillette Stadium. Sometimes it's the radio broadcast in your headset. Sometimes it's
a clap.
Real. Sometimes it's that was actually very real. That's what Mike Tomlin heard. That's fine. Do I think it's real? Maybe. Is it a little wrong side of the gamesmanship? Sure. Am I going to apologize for it? Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. I don't see anything that should warrant their reaction.
Somebody from the crowd going, hey, Penix!
I think the center just effed up. I just think the center flat out effed up. Yes,
Bradbury did.
But even if it was one of our players, right? Too bad. That's ball. Like, be better.
It's a penalty.
Oh, it would be if we clap?
Yes, it's a 15-yard penalty
ball
for simulating the snap. So therefore, instead of them losing yards,
says a lot
they're
times.
Now at like the 35-yard line, maybe 37-yard line going in with an opportunity to send Parker Romo back out there to have a game-winning field goal attempt, which, who knows? He just hit the upright on his PAT. Who knows where that would have gone? I don't think it really happened. Maybe the center used an excuse, like a kid when you catch him and they just kind of fib whatever was on the top of their head.
It's New England.
People also make
a lot of noises.
Stiz, I do agree. Right. Be better. In a clutch situation, like, be better.
Or he could have threw it the other way, like you said, and avoided the intentional grounding.
Well, and there's
I think Penix got rattled.
There is something to that where the quarterback didn't handle the situation as well as he could have.
Nope.
And we mentioned it earlier that this was a game the Patriots lose last year like this. They would have done Falcons-like stuff. The Falcons lost this game. They hit an upright, then they have an opportunity to win the game,
and they
have
an errant
snap. Right, like you contributed to your demise mightily here, or you at least okay. I'll even be open-minded, Raheem Morris.
Whoa,
maybe the Patriots clapped a little bit.
Yeah,
you allowed it to affect you. You allowed like that. Be better. Be better, as the dinks
say.
I
also just, like, we're not, like, just say hike like everyone else.
Well, I mean, that's a separate issue. This is very common in college football.
I know.
The clapping.
And, like, and I see in indoors a lot of times, like,
yes. Like, and then, like, hurry up. No, the play clock's right down. I'm clapping a lot. It means snap. But, like,
just say hike, snap, go. Like,
okay, here we go. But I do enjoy that you're so good and you're in that spot where you win and then you get to mock the other team for whining. Because that's the other thing. If I'm Raheem Morris, I handle this either with the officials. Mm-hmm. You know how you can submit tape or submit things that you get screwed on.
Yeah, the Patriots had Cardi B, and here he is at the podium being a salty B.
Yes. Like, I think this is a bad look for their head coach and for the team.
Let's see now later on in the week if Florio puts up something at Pro Football Talk, like new footage shows.
Oh, yeah.
Auditory enhancement shows Patriots safety makes clapping gesture.
Yeah, they got the parabolic just zoomed right in
tuck
on somebody
it and suck
clapping.
It. Get out of here.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for this as a Falcons fan. I don't care for it as a Patriots fan. And if I were a Falcons fan, I would, like, their coach looks like a guy who's brought swagger and attitude and a winning culture to Foxborough. Our coach does not look like that. And on a day when I put both quarterbacks in the same bucket for this. I thought both looked rattled at times. Both didn't have their best. Patriots found a way to win, and their coach is saying the right things at the postgame press conference. Your coach, the team, found a way to lose, and in my opinion, is saying the wrong things at the postgame press conference.
That's a picture of just how close the NFL is. Like, that's the difference. Like, the Patriots didn't find a way to get blown out by the Dolphins at home. The Pats didn't squander a game on the road that they should have won in redemption. But there's similarities. Both teams have second-year quarterbacks, and both teams beat the Bills. So there you go.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the Patriots' victory? Hopefully you're a little more celebratory than Drake May was in our interview with him, where he was a little short with some of the answers about ball security and some of the lapses they had on offense yesterday. But they get the 24-23 win. They're 7-2. They're rolling into the middle of the season, and they're rolling into a fun game with the Bucs. Speaking of the Bucs, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 10 matchup between the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Going to be a lot of Pats fans in Tampa this weekend, so the Patriots should definitely be hearing them. Hopefully we don't have any clap gates breaking out. Speaking of which, best of the text line in the 2 o'clock hour, 603. Clap gate was what I got in Thailand. 413, how long has Fitzy been waiting on that salty B comment? I just made it up on the fly. Thanks very much for asking. And here we go, 508. Oh, no, there goes our future first-round pick, thanks to Clapgate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.